Welcome to Stories from the Shadows. Haunted tales from the golden age of ghost stories and supernatural horror fiction. I'm Martell, reading Sweeney Todd. Chapter 11. Recent events, although they had by no manner of means, tended to decrease the just confidence which Joanna had in her own safety, had yet much agitated her, and she at times feared that she should not be able to carry on the farce of composure before Todd much longer. After Todd's departure, a slight tap was given at the door, and Sir Richard Blunt entered. "Don't you know me, Joanna?"
"Ah, Sir Richard, my dear friend, it is indeed you, and I am safe again. I'm safe."
"Certainly you're safe, and permit me to say that you have all along been tolerably safe, Joanna. But how very incautious you are. Here I have come into the shop and actually stood by you for some moments, and you knowing nothing of it. What now if Todd had so come in?"
"He would have killed me."
"He might have done so, but now all danger is quite over, for you will have protectors at your hand. Do you know where Todd has gone?"
"I do not."
"Well, it doesn't matter. Let me look into this largest cupboard. I wonder if it will hold two of my men. Let me see. Oh, yes, easily and comfortably. I will be back in a moment." He went no further than the door. And when he came back, he brought with him Mr. Crotchet and another person, and pointing to the cupboard, he said, "You will stow yourselves there, if you please, and keep quiet until I call upon you to come out."
"I believe you," said Crotchet. "Lord bless you, we shall be snug enough. How is you, Miss O? I suppose by this time you feels quite at home in your breech."
"Silence," said Sir Richard. "Go to your duty at once, Crotchet. Miss Oakley is in no humor to attend to you just now." Upon this, Mr. Crotchet and the other man got into the cupboard, and a chair was placed against it. And then Sir Richard said to Joanna, "I will come in to be shaved when I know that Todd is here, and your trials will soon be over."
"To be shaved? By him?"
"Yes, but believe me, there is no danger. Anyone may come here now to be shaved with perfect safety. I have made such arrangements that Todd cannot take another life."
"Oh, thank heaven."
Sir Richard withdrew. Soon after this, Todd re-entered the shop. "Hush," said he. "Here's somebody coming. Why, it's old Mr. Rankley, the tobacconist, I declare. Good day to you, sir. Shaved, I suppose. I'm glad you've come, sir, for I've been out till this moment. Hot water, Charlie, directly, and hand me that razor." Joanna, in handing Todd the razor, knocked one edge of it against the chair, and it being uncommonly sharp, cut a great slice of the wood off one of the arms of it. "What shameful carelessness! I have half a mind to lay the strop over your back, sir. I hear you've spoilt a capital razor. Not a bit of edge left upon it." "Oh, excuse him, Mr. Todd, excuse him," said the old gentleman. "He's only a little lad, after all. Let me intercede for him." "Very good, sir. If you wish me to look over it, of course I will. And thank God we have a stock of razors, of course, always at hand. Is there any news stirring, sir?"
"Nothing that I know of, Mr. Todd, except it's the illness of Mr. Cummings, the overseer. They say he got home about 12 to his own house in Chancery Lane, and ever since then he's been sick as a dog. All they can get him to say is, 'Oh, those pies, oh, those pies.'"
"Very odd, sir."
I think you've cut me."
No, we can't cut anybody for 3 halfpence, sir."
"I think I will give you just another lather, sir, before I polish you off." "And so you have the pearls with you. Well, how odd things come round, to be sure."
"What do you mean?"
"This shaving brush is in just a good state now." Always, as a shaving brush is on the point of wearing out, it's the best. Charlie, you will go at once to Mr. Cummings and ask if he's any better. You need not hurry. That's a good lad. I'm not at all angry with you now. And so, sir, they think at home that you've gone after some business over the water, do they? And not have the least idea that you've come to be shaved. There, be off, Charlie. Shut the door. There's a good lad. Bless you.
When Joanna came back, the tobacconist was gone. What has happened? Oh, good God, what can have happened? Thought Joanna as she staggered back until she reached the shaving chair, into which she cast herself for support. Her eyes fell upon the arm which she had taken such a shaving off with a razor, but all was perfectly whole and correct. There was not the least mark of the cut that so recently had been given to it, and lost in wonder, Joanna, for more than a minute, continued looking for the mark of the injury she knew could not have been by any possibility effaced. And yet she found it not. Although there was the chair, just as usual, with its wide-spreading arms and its worn tarnished paint and gilding, no wonder Joanna rubbed her eyes and asked herself if she were really awake. What could account for such a phenomenon? The chair was a fixture, too, and the others in the shop were of a widely different make and construction, so it could not have been changed.
Alas, alas, mourned Joanna, my mind is full of horrible surmises, and yet I can form no rational conjecture. I suspect everything and know nothing. What can I do? What ought I to do to relieve myself from this state of horrible suspense? Am I really in a place where, by some frightful ingenuity, murder has become bold and familiar? Or can it all be a delusion?
Please join me next time for the further adventures of Sweeney Todd here on Stories from the Shadows. In the meantime, I wouldn't blame you if you leave the lights on.